Amen.
We know the countless times the man of God, the set man of the house, have been of a blessing to us. Hallelujah. There is nobody that is in this room that will not testify of how God has used the set man of the house to be a blessing unto us. Church, I want us to recognize the father of the house. He's listening to us. He's watching us. We want to be on our feet. Let's acknowledge the father of the house. Are you clapping or you are just rubbing your hands? Celebrate the man of God. Celebrate the man of God. Clap your hands and celebrate the set man of the house. Hallelujah. Please don't sit down. Amen. See, I'm sorry. Amen. He's watching us and he'll be with us very soon. Hallelujah. Very soon. Hopefully, I believe, God willing, next week, he'll be with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, whilst he's away, say, oh, Abraham, Papa, it will show. Hallelujah. Say, I'm more Abraham, Papa, so it will show. Hallelujah. But I pray that when the set man of God comes, he will say good things about you. Amen. But we have the mother of the house. Hallelujah. Bible says, and the two shall be one. Amen. So last time, Bible says that John said, show us the Father. He said that if you see the Father, you have seen me. Hallelujah. So the set man of God is not here. Hallelujah. But our mother, who is one with him, is here. Hallelujah. So the same blessing, the same anointing, the same oil, the same power is going to be manifested to now, this morning. If you are happy to hear the voice of the mother of the house, put your hands together. Let's welcome the mother of the house. Put your hands together. Show!
Yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have just reached at the door. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, now you are in the house. Let's be seated. I want to use this opportunity to commend the choir. Oh, let's clap for the choir. They sang so excellently. So those of you who sang, when we close, I have a present for all of you. For the way you sang beautifully. We thank God for this morning. It is by grace that we are alive. And I want you to know that God has something special for you. So far as you are not dead, God has something special for you. The Bible said that Job said that even when a tree is cut down, at the scent of water, it will rise again. This morning I came to announce unto you that it doesn't matter how your life has become. It doesn't matter the difficulties of life that you are seeing. It doesn't matter the economy that we are in. I came to announce unto you that God will surely bring a turn around. I want you to believe that your life is going to turn around. Your life is going to turn around. And that is why you are still alive. So I want to encourage you that have a joyful spirit and continue to trust in God. Don't give up in anything that you are doing, because the Lord will surely come through for you. Amen.
Amen.
I want to use this opportunity to thank God for the gift of life that he has given to all of us. I want to lift up the name of the Lord, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of the universe, the giver of life, the I am that I am, the one who speaks and all things obey him, the one who speaks and all demons and principalities bow, the God who is able to lift up one and put down another. The God who is able to turn around lives and able to heal diseases that are unhealable. The Lord who is able to give life to people that doctors have given up on. I want to thank God this morning. Secondly, I want to thank my husband and our pastor for the opportunity. Let's clap for Daddy. He is training all of us. And one day we will all be lifted up. And we will all be in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I also want to use this opportunity to thank the pastors of the house for all the support that they are giving. And I want to encourage you to come and bless them on the 9th of October for the pastor's week. Please put some good money in an envelope and come and bless them, and God will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning we are talking about leadership, and before I continue, I want to inform all of us that we will have the naming ceremony of our sister Regina's daughter on the 30th of this month. So 30th of this month. She is my PA. Regina is my assistant. She's always serving me. She'll bring me water. She'll pick my
bag.
And it's been a blessing to have her in the church. So I want you to come with a gift for her daughter. Buy something for her daughter. The way Dinah is looking at my face, buy her a socks, buy her something, bring a present to her, and God will bless you. Amen.
Amen.
This is a month of leadership, according to our daddy. And this morning, I bring unto you the topic that everything rises and falls under leadership. I was checking on the net some of the best leaders of this world.
We
have Mahatma Gandhi of India, who brought independence to India. There was Mandela, Nelson Mandela of South Africa, who brought independence and sacrificed, said that he was imprisoned so many years for his people. We have Winston Churchill, who was a UK Prime Minister in 1940 to 1945, who also did very well. We have Martin Luther King, and then we also have Abraham Lincoln.
America, Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln.
These are all good leaders of the world who have made positive impacts on lives of people. I also decided to check the bad leaders. Leaders who have been evil to this world. To their people. And the first on the list was Adolf Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
Who killed over 6 million Jews. And inspired World War II. About 55 million people died. So you can see the example of a bad leadership that brought the whole world down. The second was Mao Zedong of China, who brought many atrocities. There was Saddam Hussein of Iraq. There was Idi Amin. You remember Idi Amin? They even said that he used to cook people, kill people, and put yard freezer and things that he kept human being flesh. That was what he was eating. I don't know how demonic a person can be. Can decide to drink. He was drinking human blood. So these are examples of bad leaders. And it is important that we have good leaders. I decided to check the Bible for good leaders. I saw Abraham. I saw Noah, who built the ark. I saw Joseph, who was a prime minister of Egypt and saved them from famine.
Joseph,
I saw Moses who led Israel. Joshua who led Israel. David who was king of Israel. I decided to check some of the bad leaders. We have Herod who wanted to kill Jesus.
Herod
did everything to kill the Messiah. We have Jezebel. Who was, I'll call her a little witch. Because the way she killed prophets and sacrificed babies and things. We have Saul, who was a good leader but later became a bad leader. So this is an example of leaders both physically in the world and then in the Bible. I want us to read something from Proverbs
11:14. So,
the number one on my list is that a leader must lead himself. And must be able to lead others. Proverbs 11:14, please.
Where no counsel is, the people fall. But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Amen.
Amen. I want you to also read Proverbs 15:22 for me.
Proverbs 16:22.
So we are talking about a leader must be able to lead himself first. If you cannot lead yourself, you cannot lead other people. You should be able to give counsel to others. And that is why the Bible is saying that without counsel, people go wayward. So it means that everywhere there should be leadership. Anywhere that there's no leadership, there is a lot of chaos. So when we look at the countries that have war, we can see that there's a lot of chaos in those countries. There's a lot of confusion in those countries. I came to encourage you this morning. Proverbs 15:22 also says that without counsel, plans go wayward. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. If you are a leader, you must have an organized life. And you must know what you are doing with your life. You must have an aim for your life. And you must be able to lead the people around you. Example, lead your children and your wife. I want you to know the following. That if you cannot lead yourself, others will not follow you. If you cannot lead yourself, others will not respect you. If you cannot lead yourself, others will not partner with you. Whatever space that you are in now that you are leading, it means that you can lead when you are lifted up or when you go higher. And that is why in companies they have promotions. And they have evaluations. Because when you are evaluated, and they check and realize that you are doing well in the space that they have put you or the position, then they lift you to another level. So it is an indication that when you do well in every level, you can do well in the next level. I want you to know that every leader must be a problem solver. The more problems you solve, the more you rise in life. And that is why we have somebody like Zuckerberg, the one who created Facebook. Who has made the world a small space that everybody is able to connect to each other. Now they are trying to connect Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp together. And that is why he's rich. Because he's solving a problem, a big problem. Because previously, it would be difficult for you to speak to somebody in the U.S. But now you just pick a WhatsApp and then you link up and the person picks the call. So I want you to know in life that the more complex problems you solve, the more the world pays you for that problem that you are solving. So be a leader who is ready to solve problems. Be a leader who is responsible for things that have been put in your hands. Don't be a leader who will shift blame and not take responsibility. To be able to solve more problems in the world, you must have an inner strength. You must have the can-do spirit. You must always tell yourself that no matter the problems that comes your way, there is a solution. In fact, I always tell people that to every problem in this world, there is a solution. Sometimes we think there is no solution because we have not found the solution. But the solution is there. And that is why when AIDS came, it killed so many people. Because the world did not have a solution. But with time, they found a solution. So I want you to know that to be able to solve problems, you must have an inner strength. You must be somebody who is ready not to give up. That when the enemy uses passes you here, you also pass him there. When he blocks you here, you pass the other side. When we were young, there was this kind of game that we played. And we call it, it was like, we circle and then we hold hands. We were saying, me pe kwanyako, unya, me pe kwanyako, unya. I want you to know that life is full of me pe kwanyako, unya. There is nothing that comes easy in life. It is only those who have the staying power and the willpower who are able to achieve great things in life. Because there is nothing that the devil will give you easily. Knowing that you are a child of God, he will try to block you. But I came to announce unto you this morning that no matter the obstacle that comes your way, no matter the things that the devil puts in your way, the Lord that we serve, he is above all things. Oh, he is above all things. And so if you will trust in him and you will not give up as a leader, you will surely win the battles of life. The second point is that a leader must manage his time. Let's read Ephesians 5:15 to 17. Ephesians 5:15 to 17. And then we have Proverbs 20:13. Please be fast with me. The people at the media, please be fast with me because our time is gone. So I want to speed up. A leader must manage his time. I want you to know that time is money. And indeed, they have said it and it's true. You exchange your time for everything in life. There is nothing that you do not do with time. Everything that you do, you exchange with time. So you need to be time conscious and you need to respect time. If you are somebody who doesn't respect time, you won't achieve many things in life. Because you clean your body with time. You clean your body, you bath. So you exchange time to get a nice body. As you are putting pomade on your body, you are exchanging time to have a good skin. As you want to be healthy and you are eating, you are exchanging time for a good health. As you are exercising, you are exchanging time for a good health. There is nothing that you will get on this earth without time. And that is why it is important that you manage your time properly. You cannot use your time anyhow. You cannot let people waste your time anyhow. There are people who will come and visit you and chat for 2 hours. And you will realize that you are getting nothing from that time. It's a waste of time. In fact, I have a client who is a very rich client. When that client calls me, that client can talk and chat and chat and chat with me for about an hour. And then I decided that, look, this client is a waste of my time. So when the client calls me, now I don't pick. So it is your choice of what you do with your time. And nobody should be able to take your time without your permission. And so it is important that you manage your time properly and exchange it to make sure you are getting something out of your time. If you are praying, you know that you are increasing spiritually and you are connecting with God. So it is important that you do good things with your time. A leader must be able to be on time for meetings. When you tell somebody that I'm meeting you at 10 a.m., you have to be there at 10 a.m. Okay, so I'm reading Ephesians 5:15. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible is telling us to walk circumspectively. Please give me Proverbs 20:13. It means that you need to be wise about your own life and decide on what you want to do with your time. In fact, your time is your life. So, for example, if you have to live on earth for 80 years, maybe when we calculate it in hours, maybe we will get about maybe 30,000 hours or 40,000 hours. So as you are using your time, you are eating into your life. And that is why it is important that you use your time wisely. That is why it is important. The Bible says in Proverbs 20:13 that do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will be satisfied with bread. And that is why it is important to use your time well, because some people can sleep the whole day. Some people can just sit down and watch TV the whole day. The Bible is saying that you will be poor. Poverty is equal to sleep and idleness. So it is important that you use your time wisely to make money, to serve God, to serve your family, to do things that are profitable. If you want to be a good leader, you have to cut out procrastination from your life. Everything you will do it tomorrow. Everything you will do it tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And tomorrow never comes. So procrastination, they say, is a thief of time. Because as you are procrastinating, your time is going. So I want to encourage all of you that you need to manage your time well. There is a time management app that is available that those of us who are IT inclined can load onto our phones and use to manage our time. Those of us who are not too IT inclined, like myself, you can use notepads and diaries to write the things that you need to do. So I came to encourage you this morning that every week have a list of things to do. Hey, Richard, you are welcome. Have a list of things to do for your life. Every week, achieve something at least in the week. Don't just sit down for things to move you and then eat your time the whole week. Because it is your life, you are a CEO of your life. It's like an MD of a company. The person is supposed to manage the company so that the company can grow and expand and become bigger. It is the same way with your life. You are the CEO of your life. And you are supposed to manage your life so that your life will become fruitful, so that your life can be a blessing to others. Your blessing is not in the hands of God. It is in your own hands. The reason why I say it's in your own hands is because God has already made provisions for us. In fact, some time ago, I prayed to the extent that I got tired of praying. I mean, I was asking myself, what is it, the reason why I am saying this is that at a point, then I decided that let me make a move.
And
stop praying. So I came to announce unto you that your life is in your own hands. Whatever you will become is in your own hands. God told me that whatever step you take, after I prayed and I was tired of praying, I will back you. So I came to announce unto you this morning that the Lord will back you. The Lord will support you. Whatever you want to achieve in life, you only need to take a step of faith and move in that direction so that you can become what God is expecting you to become. So a leader is able to manage his own life, and you are able to manage your life by the time so that you can achieve many things in a week. In fact, these days, a lot of people call me and say that, oh, we don't hear from you. You have dog us. Because I've decided to cut off a lot of useless things in my life. I am using my time for profitable things. So don't be surprised when very soon you see the fruits. I've decided that I will not do anything that will not lead me anywhere. Useless conversations. If we chat, for a very short time and talk about the important things. Anything that is useless, it's not allowed. So I want to encourage you to manage your life, manage your time, manage your destiny, manage the resources God has given you, manage the position God has given you. Because if you don't manage it, you will lose it. Anything that you don't manage in life, you lose it. Anything that you don't take good care of, you lose it. If you have a car and use it anyhow, very soon the car will break down. If you have children and you don't take good care of them, they will go wayward. So anything that God has given you, be a manager of your life. Be a manager of your destiny. You can change your destiny. You can change what you are in life today. Your future is not dependent on what is happening in your life today. Your future is dependent on what you think for your tomorrow. Your future is dependent on your ability to create your future in your mind for tomorrow. So if you are able to invest in your mind and you begin to think differently, you will change the course of your life. I have seen people who are poor and from poor homes. I am an example. But I will say to the glory of God that I am not poor today. At least, as for food, I can buy.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And I pray over your life this morning that God will lift you up, that God will give you ideas that will bring a change to your life, that you will change how you use your time so that you can have a better future tomorrow, so that you can become great tomorrow. The third thing is that a leader must be matured in behavior. I want us to read something from Philippians 2, 3 to 4. Philippians 2, 3 to 4. A leader must be matured in your behavior. Some of us are too childish. Even in our marriage, we are so childish. And when my wife woke up this morning, she had frowned. So I will eat her food. Then the wife too will say that when my husband woke up this morning, he didn't ask me, how are you? So I won't cook for him today. Let's clap for Barboses. So you must be matured to be a leader. You must be dependable to be a leader. You must be stable in your life. Today you are saying this. Tomorrow you are saying that. The following day you are saying that. How will people trust you to follow you? How will your company trust you to promote you? Today you are in the office at 10 a.m. Tomorrow you are in the office at 1 p.m. Today you have the excuse that your mother was sick. Tomorrow your son is sick. The next day your stomach is running. You have a running stomach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to encourage you that to be a leader, you have to be stable in life. You must have integrity. I am too tired of many people in Ghana who say one thing and do another. I told someone the last time that if I tell you this, I will make sure what I'm saying, I'll do it. If I cannot do it, I will tell you that because of this and that and that, I will not be able to do it. But there are many people who will tell you one thing, but they will refuse to do it. In fact, at the time when they are telling you, they know that they won't do it. But they will tell you, and they will lie to you. And sometimes it's amazing how Christians we can lie. If we want to be leaders, I know that in Africa we have a problem with our politicians because of lies. But I came to announce unto you that if you want God to lift you up, and it is not for human beings, and that lifting is a permanent lifting, then you have to take lies out of your life. Be a person of integrity. Be a person that people can trust. That your yes is a yes, and your no is a no. I usually tell people that when I went to school in London, there were a lot of white people I will meet. Then they will tell you, I am a Satanist. But they will never lie to you. If he tells you that this is it, that is it, you can trust him 100% and depend on him. In fact, most of the white people, if they want to kill you, they will tell you. So if a white man tells you, I will shoot you,
so
don't take it lightly. Because it's a black man who will say, I will shoot you and not do anything. I came to encourage you this morning that to rise up in society, you must be faithful in everything that you have been given. Every responsibility that you have been given, you need to be faithful with it. Because the Bible says that have you seen a man diligent in his ways? He will walk before kings. Faithfulness brings elevation. It doesn't matter what you are doing. If even it is rubbish you are collecting, let's look at somebody like
Zoom Lion.
Look at how he has made it and made money through rubbish. Because they are reliable. In fact, they used to be very reliable. Now they are a bit like this, like that. But it's not the man, please. It's the workers that I'm talking about. Yes. So, because they were reliable, that Zoom Lion, they'll come and pick the baller on Tuesday. So, everybody was using them. So, if you are not reliable in life, if you are not faithful with what you do, in fact, the Bible said, the parable of the talent says that the one who was giving one was collected to the one who was giving ten. Because that person did not manage it well. So, when God gives you a position or a responsibility, He's watching to see how you do it faithfully. Before he will add another one. And that is why those who do well in business are those who are serious with their business. I'm sure this one, I'm saying it for Bra Moses. Those who do well in life, in their business, are those who are faithful and serious with it. Faithfulness means be serious with what you are doing. It means be committed to what you are doing. It means be dedicated to what you are doing. Because it is through that there is promotion. It is through that you get promoted in life. It is when you are faithful with your business that you can get expansion. If you go to work today and tomorrow you don't go to work, and you are not promoted, don't blame anybody, blame yourself. So be committed to what you are doing. A matured leader knows when to speak. I was telling one of my sons the last time, it is not everything that any people say that you respond to. As a leader, there are times that you have to speak and there are times that you have to be quiet. It's not everything that you have to respond to. And that is why sometimes when the politicians respond to the issues and the allegations of people, they come and create a more mess. So it is not everything that you hear that you have heard as a leader. If you are a leader, you need to learn to ignore certain things. In fact, some of the things people will say, when you hear it, you just say in your head that this is nonsense. And then you ignore them. You don't even have to bother yourself to respond to them. Because there are some people in this world, they will argue with you. Even though you know that what they are saying is very foolish. But they will keep on arguing on their foolishness. And that is why the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that do not argue with a fool, lest you become a fool. So if you are a leader, there are times to talk. There are times to be silent. There are times that whatever you are hearing, you have to pray rather. Instead of trying to respond. If you are a leader in maturity, you should be able to listen to the people that you are working with.
When
you should have a teachable spirit. In fact, to be promoted and to go up in life, you must be somebody who is ready to learn. If you want to excel in life, I am giving you one key thing to success. It's to have a learnable and a teachable spirit. Be ready to learn from people. You are not the only wise person. You are not the only intelligent person. You are not the only person who knows your job. Everybody has something to offer. So learn from others. I was telling you the last time that I was learning how to cook some foods from some people. So you need to learn in life. When you join a company, identify the people who are doing well in the company. Befriend those people. And begin to learn what they know. Because those who are ahead of you know something that you don't know. So a mature leader must be able to listen to his people. In fact, research has shown that the best decisions are when a group make the decisions rather than individuals. So it is important that you listen to the views of other people. Don't be somebody who is too known. You know everything. In fact, the Bible says that he who thinks he knows, he knows nothing. So that is for the two know people. So I want you to begin to listen to people around you. You can even ask people, what do you think I can do to improve myself? What are some of the things that I do that is bad about me? What are some of my bad attitudes? The last time I was asking somebody, that tell me my bad side. Me myself, I know some of them. Because I'm a human being. But there may be some that I don't even know. That I may need somebody to tell me. So learn to learn from others. And to listen to people who have gone ahead of you. When Moses listened to his father-in-law, his father-in-law, he excelled because he was able to appoint people to help him. Don't be a leader who is a dictator. What I say is final. You are not Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
You are not Saddam Hussein. So learn to embrace people. Learn to embrace people. As a leader, you will meet a lot of people. You will manage a lot of people. Some of the people are not smart. But you have to help them and accept them as they are. You have to check the strengths and the weaknesses of the people you are leading. So that you can help them in the area of their strength and give them responsibilities in the area of their strength. So a leader must be able to identify the strengths and weaknesses of his people or followers. A mature leader understands that teamwork and cooperation is important. It has been said that if you want to go fast in life, go alone. But if you want to go far in life, go with people. So Philippians 2:3 says that let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. So don't be a leader who is me. Be a leader who embraces people. Be a leader who can think for long term with your people. Most leaders in Africa are short-sighted.
Most
leaders, I do not say all. Most leaders. Yes, they are short-sighted. And that is why we have a lot of problems in the countries of Africa. Because they are only thinking about today, how they will reign and win power. They are not thinking about the future. How do we make decisions that will benefit the future of the children that will be coming? So a leader must be able to think into the future. There are two ways to look into and see into the future. Number one is to seek the presence of God and ask God to tell you the future. It is possible for God to tell you the future. Because I am an example of the fact that God can tell you your future. I've said it here before. That when I was praying for my marriage, one of the days I had a dream, and I saw a tall, dark man. I did not see the face of the man, but he was holding a traveling bag, like a black bag. And then he said to me, "Let's go and do the work of the Lord." Then after I had that dream, then God spoke to me like the way I'm speaking to you. So I knew that I was supposed to marry a pastor. Oh, hallelujah. If you ask the Lord and you seek him enough in asking, I tell you, surely he will give you an answer. So because I knew, in fact, it was good I had that dream. Because I wouldn't have married daddy. He's not here, so I can say it. So I knew that I'm supposed to marry a tall, dark man. So if you are fair, and you come,
now
you are already disqualified. If I was a bit confused because I didn't know whether the person would be a pastor before I marry or a pastor after. But when we got married, I saw the bag that I saw in that dream that I had seen about 3 years ago in my dream. I came to announce unto you this morning that you can see the future by asking God questions. The second thing you can do to see your future is to analyze trends and history. And check the results of things that you want to do. What others did, the same thing that others did, what was the result for them? What went wrong with the decisions that they made? And that will tell you what will happen if you make that decision. Let's look at the Titanic ship. The Titanic ship was moving from Southampton to New York. Southampton is where I did my master's. So it's a very beautiful town. And it's a town for the rich white people. It is only few blacks that are in Southampton. So for example, in my class, we were only 3 black people. We were more than about 40. I was the only Ghanaian. Then we had 2 Nigerians. I am saying this for you to understand something that I'm trying to paint to you. So the Titanic was the biggest ship at the time. And it had an estimated 2,224 people on the ship.
2,224.
The captain thought that the ship is unsinkable. I am talking about the relationship of seeing into the future as a leader. Because he thought it was unsinkable, they have very few boats on the ship. Unfortunately, when the Titanic set off 4 days, they hit an iceberg. And it began to sink. Research says that it sank on the 14th of April.
14th April.
1912. Somebody said yeah. Yes. So Charlie, there are people who are historians here. They have all the dates. So the Titanic sank. It started sinking. The Titanic was full of rich people. Because as I told you, Southampton is the quite rich people who live there. Because they had very few boats on the ship. So it was only few people who they were able to put those lifeboats on the sea for them to jump into. It has been said that over 1,500 people died. This is the ability of a leader who didn't see into the future of what's worse or bad can happen. If you are a leader,
so you're Kendinia,
you should always think about the worst that can happen with your decisions. That is how you make the best decisions. When you think about the decision, think about what can go wrong with my decision. And
then
begin to think that, so if it goes wrong, what will I do? And plan for the worst. So that when the worst happens, you already have a solution to the worst. I came to announce unto you this morning that God has given you the ability to think into the future. And God has given you the ability to solve problems. So be a leader who can think into the future. The captain of the Titanic led people, so many people, to death. In fact, in the movie that I watched, he himself was part of the people who died. So don't be a leader who will lead people to death and to destruction. Be a leader who is able to lead people properly. Be a leader who is able to anticipate the things that can go wrong with your department, with your work, with the position in church, with whatever you are doing.
And
make provision for those things. This morning it is my prayer that the Lord will bless you with the qualities of a good leader. That the Lord will increase you in everything that you do. That the Lord will begin to lift you up. That the Lord will begin to lift you up. And you will be lifted among your peers. And you become great. It is my prayer that we will follow the principles of a good leader. One of the things, leadership, you can learn it. One of the people who have written very well about leadership is John C. Maxwell.
Papa John C. Maxwell,
he has a lot of books on leadership. So buy it and read it. And then you become a good leader. Above all things, begin to ask God to give you wisdom. Begin to ask God to give you understanding. Begin to ask God to give you knowledge. Because the Bible says that by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. And by the knowledge that you acquire, all the rooms are filled with precious minerals. Ask God to bless you with with the qualities of a good leader. And you will surely stand out in all that you do. God bless you. Let's rise up. I want us to pray shortly. You are asking God to give you the wisdom of a leader. That God should give you the understanding of a leader. The ideas of a leader. And the blessings of a leader. Let's begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you give us the wisdom of a leader. You give us the understanding of a leader. You give us the courage that we need to be able to lead. The ability to be able to lead people. The ability to have new ideas, new directions, to be able to stand out in all that we do, to be able to do well and excel. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, shout a big amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's be seated. So I want to use this opportunity to thank those who are watching us on
Facebook.
And I want to thank you and welcome you to Overflow Faith Center, where destinies are empowered through the word of God. Every Sunday we meet here by 8:30 and we close by 11:30. I want to encourage you to be part of us and to come and visit us. We are at Oyibi Gbotri near the Supreme Genesis Estate. So thank you and God bless you. And we expect you to see you. We are also inviting you for our Generational Impact Conference. Be part of us. And your life will never be the same. God bless you. Now I want to move on. And then if you are here and you do not know Christ, or if you are watching me and you do not know Christ, I want to encourage you to give your life to Christ. Because you can die at any time. There is nobody who knows the date of their death. And so it is important to give your life to Christ, so that when you die, you go to heaven. Some people say that, what if there is no heaven? And what if there's no hell? I say that what if, in fact, it's not what if, there is a heaven and there is a hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I've had so many encounters with the Lord and with the devil. So nobody can tell me that there is no heaven and there is no hell. And nobody can tell me that there is no God and there is no Jesus. Because I've seen Jesus in my dream. So I came to announce unto you this morning that you have to give your life to Christ. So say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give my life to you. Come and stay in my heart. Become the Lord of my life. Take over my life. Lead me and direct me. Say, Satan, from today, I am no more yours. I am for the Lord and for him forever. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you for watching. And we'll see you same time next week. Have a fruitful week and have a blessed week. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, time is gone, so we'll do the others quickly. Let's take our tithes quickly. Those of us who have our tithes to give, let's bring our tithes quickly. Please, let's get the communion ready. Our tithes. Those of us who have our tithes. Please, let's hurry up. Let's lift up the tithes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our sisters and our brother who have brought the tithes to the storehouse. We pray that, Lord, you will continue to bless them. You will open the heavens upon their lives. You will preserve them. You will preserve the works of their hands. And you will bless the works of their hands and increase them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.